Haynes Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel explains what the next steps are for the borough after Haynes residents living outside the townsite voted against creating police service areas for their neighborhoods. And Haynes Assembly candidates share their thoughts on a race that is too close to call. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. During the municipal election, Haynes residents living outside the townsite voted against creating new police service areas for their neighborhoods. Recently, Haynes Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel stopped by KHNS to explain how the borough and police department will respond to this vote.
I'm not sure what the assembly wants to bring forward. I've been kind of bringing forward different ideas for a long while, and this one was not acceptable to the electorate. After the certification of the election, which will be October 23rd at that meeting, I will ask then for the concurrence with the assembly or a decision by the assembly to deny the service to the outside areas. And then they can chew on that and make a decision if that's what we want to do or not. But I think that from a legal standpoint, that is the only option at this time. I think that there are ways to talk around the situation, and we have been talking around the situation for a long time by justifying it based on the, you know, funding formulas and based on historical, you know, support. And we've been justifying what we're doing for a long while, but I think that it's time after the election that should have sealed it for us. And I think that we have to recognize that the people outside the town site service do not want police coverage. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So kind of the way that Police Chief Heath Scott described it was it would come in the form of an order to the police department saying do not respond to calls outside the town site.
I think that, you know, from the big picture, what's been happening all along is the manager, have basically been operating contrary to code by allowing the police department to respond. And I've done that knowingly, and the chief and the department know that they are. I mean, none of this has been particularly obfuscated by, you know, on purpose. So we have knowingly done that, and I have tried to maintain an attitude with the assembly that until we hear from the public that we will continue to do that. So right now, the morning after the election results, I did give an order to the police department that they were still authorized to respond to emergency calls, including calls from the troopers, from the Coast Guard, and from the ambulance, if they want coverage, that they are allowed to cover that until they hear otherwise. So I'm expecting that by October 23rd, we will hear otherwise.
That was Haynes Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel. The Haynes Borough Assembly meets tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. Haynes voters were asked whether members of certain borough committees, commissions, and boards should be selected through an election rather than appointment by the mayor. The ballot initiative failed, so members of these bodies will continue to be appointed. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt championed the initiative and gathered the 271 signatures needed to put the question before voters. He believes the proposal failed in part because it was not properly explained to voters.
I could have done more in terms of public education and, stumping for that to democratize those committees. I think it's a legitimate idea that is difficult to explain to people, and I think there was a certain amount of disinformation, including that this would be a disincentive to run. I don't think it's a disincentive at all to just throw your name out there. There would be no need to campaign for those seats. You would just need to be elected.
Morfitt has heard feedback from voters and believes there are other measures that could be taken to improve the process for selecting members for committees, commissions, and boards.
The one response I've heard back is people say, well, instead of electing, why not put on term limits? That is something I think that's worth discussing. I do have some concerns with term limits. So the other option besides term limits might be designating seats on committees. In other words, there's so many seats on the Harbor Committee for fishermen, so many for boat owners at large, so many for the public at large. So there's the public has a real interest in making sure these committees represent the whole public and not a special interest faction of the public.
The final results of the election will be announced tomorrow and certified on October 23rd. The preliminary results of the Hainesboro municipal election are in, and William Prisciandero has received the most votes among candidates for borough assembly. However, there are two seats open on the assembly, and the race for the second seat is too close to call. Paul Rogers currently has the second most votes in the election for Hainesboro Assembly, followed by Sean Mady and Barbara Mulford. But there are still 50 outstanding ballots that won't be recorded until Tuesday. Mulford is trailing Rogers by 25 votes. She said she is disappointed about the results of the assembly election, but has learned a lot throughout the course of the campaign.
You know, I had a true hindsight 2020 experience. I should have been more aggressive. I should have been more self-promoting, better clearly articulating my ideas and how I felt that I could represent our community. And it was a fantastic learning experience. I could not have asked for better competitors.
Mulford could end up with the second most votes once all the outstanding ballots are counted. However, it is more likely that Mady or Rogers will be elected to the remaining vacant seat. At the moment, the two candidates are only 3 votes apart. In the event of a tie, the borough will initiate a recount. Candidates can ask for a recount as well, but Mady and Rogers said it is very unlikely they would make such a request. Voter turnout was 37% this year, down from 48% last year. According to Hainesboro clerk Aleka Fullerton, voter turnout tends to be lower the year after a mayoral race. All the candidates vying for the second seat said they were happy for Prisciandero and wished him well in his new role on the assembly. The final results of the election will be announced when the outstanding absentee and question ballots are counted at the election canvas tomorrow. Newly elected assembly members will be sworn in on October 23rd. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.